I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 5th, 2026. Senator Rand Paul says his committee will vote tomorrow on a resolution to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress. As Hope Heffley reports, Paul has been a longtime critic of Fauci and his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Paul is chairman of the U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. The Bowling Green Republican subpoenaed Fauci to testify before the committee as part of its investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus. During last week's hearing, Fauci invoked his Fifth Amendment right against incriminating himself more than 100 times, something that angered Paul and other Republican members of the committee. Paul has previously accused Fauci of destroying government records and questions whether the U.S. government funded research at the Chinese lab the senator says may have developed the coronavirus. Fauci has strongly denied both of those allegations. Politico reports that if Paul's resolution passes out of committee, it would need Democratic support in the Senate to overcome a 60-vote threshold. But Paul has indicated he may try to avoid that issue by referring Fauci directly to the Justice Department for prosecution. I'm Hope Heffley in Bowling Green.
Data consulting company Sigma Squared analyzed Louisville Metro Police Department's traffic stops in 2025. The consultants found that black drivers were more than twice as likely than white drivers to get searched by police. Even though they were stopped more, black drivers didn't actually have higher rates of having illegal items. After TV station WDRB published the findings from a public records, Louisville's Inspector General is demanding more answers. Ed Harness wrote in a statement that he wants an analysis done to see if specific officers or units demonstrate any bias against black drivers. In response, LMPD says it acknowledges statistical disparities, but doesn't believe the findings show officers engaged in intentional racial discrimination. Kentucky has joined a multi-state lawsuit that aims to protect sensitive data of low-income individuals receiving governmental benefits. Lisa Autry has these details.
A group of Democratic-led states is suing to block President Trump's administration from accessing personal information of those receiving benefits under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, or TANF. Kentucky, 23 other states, and the District of Columbia are seeking to prevent the administration from accessing Social Security numbers, addresses, and immigration status of TANF recipients. The federal agency overseeing TANF recently announced it was expanding its oversight of state programs and sharing records with other federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security. More than 28,000 Kentuckians rely on TANF. Governor Andy Beshear says the law enacting TANF requires states, not the federal government, to verify applicants' eligibility for benefits. TANF and other public programs have come under scrutiny from the Trump administration as sources of potential fraud. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Louisville Metro Council is likely to move forward with a moratorium on new data center construction. The council's Planning and Zoning Committee voted 7-1 on Tuesday to advance the measure to the full council for approval. Committee Chair Andrew Owen voted in favor of the ordinance. He says Louisville has already had a de facto moratorium, with a proposal sitting in committee for nearly a year, as a threat to developers.
We've just made it more official, and now that it goes to the full council, people get an opportunity to vote on it, and for the record, people can see where everyone stands.
The moratorium would ban city planners from approving any new data center development proposals for 180 days, or until Metro Council passes comprehensive regulations. The full council is expecting to make a final vote on the ordinance next week. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.